We can all vividly remember how quickly our lives changed 2 years ago at the onset of the global pandemic. As we moved through months of lockdown, most of our plans had to be cancelled or changed. We might even wonder if we should bother or be bothered to make plans. For my wife and I, our family, particularly my wife's 93-year-old mother and our 28-year-old son with autism who are, were, and will always remain our priorities along with their quality of life that we have always shared no matter if it became more or very difficult. With so many things out of our control, it was very hard to plan ahead for them and the rest of our family, but creativity helped and won out when feasible. As we know, even our best laid plans can sometimes fall apart. So how do we go about making plans, all the while knowing that we can't always count on them with the same normal daily routine that means so much to all of us, especially our most vulnerable seniors and those with so many different types of special needs, those already disadvantaged and those with new needs and those awaiting treatments? The solution is to remember how very fortunate we have been and how much we have to be thankful for. Whether you call that faith, your belief in a higher power or your thanks that we have survived this long, and not forgetting spiritually is a huge factor in coping as other facets of our social, physical, and intellectual well-being. In the twisted world that is developing, our faith in hope, peace, and harmony and to leave a legacy that believes in values truth, and inclusiveness is critical for the legacy that those before us wanted and what we should leave for those coming after us. Certainly, there is no doubt about the wonderful volunteers and health professionals and researchers and so many others in our community that we also have so much to be thankful for, and never asking or expecting anything except a return to normal will remain critical. Then when your plans are disrupted even quite unexpectedly as they were with COVID-19, you can still have peace and confidence and all you envisioned on a wish or bucket list. What will life be like tomorrow and in what can we have any faith? Not unlike most of our lives, being led down different paths or putting things on hold for a time or just sudden changes will still be options. So we shouldn't grasp on tightly to any of our plans but desperately need plans. In closing, as someone who has always loved raising a family and being a part of a larger extended family in North Bay, I have much to be thankful for, especially the memories and good times, and people I grew close to and learned so much about giving and giving back, which I believe have been passed on to my children and grandchildren. It will always be the good times and memories that I hope will live on and carry on and that I hope to be eternally thankful. My faith and belief throughout my life as I look back were never without sensing the Lord was looking out for and His reminders of not worrying as much about what life will be like tomorrow. It would be my hope that we all manage to get through the rest of what may come and that whatever and from wherever we have all received the strength and courage to endure, we can continue to share and support each other. Frank O'Hagan, North Bay.